This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3207 for Tuesday the 17th of November 2020. Today's show is entitled, Fireside Chat with Enigma. It is hosted by Ken Fallon, and is about 63 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, Ken talks to the original HPR, and today with a techie admin.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon and you're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. And this time we've got someone special aboard. I'm talking to Enigma. How are you doing, Enigma?
Pretty good. I don't know if I'm special, but you know, we'll go for
that. Well, you're special for me. Very special to me. Well, I think for me you are the HPR admin, so I don't know if you were just telling me it's been 10 years since you submitted your last show. So I think it's time we caught up a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. So for those of you who don't know, I was the admin around when HPR started. I actually ran a podcast called Today with a Techie, 300 episodes of that. It was a similar in vein of HBR where we actually had hosts submit shows and it's basically the same thing. We stopped that in episode 300. We wanted to go a little bit more mainstream. We wanted to kind of rebrand that show, and that's kind of the semblance of HBR 13 years later, or 12 years later.
Who was we?
Well, it was me, Droops, Stankdog, Dual Parallel, some names most people haven't heard of. We haven't been around in quite a while.
Oh, I'm sure there's lots of people here who know these. Droops is from the
Infonomicon.
Droops is from the Infonomicon, host here on Twat and on HBR. Stank is, of course, the person who organized the the domains and all stuff. And Jewel was from Radio Freak America.
Radio Freak. Absolutely. There was,
and he was involved in this renaming as well, was he?
Yeah. He was the one that actually came up with the idea of Hacker Public Radio. So he he like introduced the idea back on Radio Freak America, and we kind of ran with it after that show ended. And then BinRev Radio was kind of in between there. I was on a couple episodes back in 2006. So it's been a while. But yeah, my last HBR episode was 2010, like October, I believe.
Yeah, that'll happen. So tell us a bit about how did you get involved in Today with a Techie? Well, and just for your information, we consider HBR to be a direct continuation of Today with a Techie, because it stopped on one day and started the next day with the same host, so fair enough.
Yeah, absolutely. So originally was actually doing show notes for Today with a Techie and BinRev Radio. And I got involved with that community, and then Droops one day asked me, hey, you want to actually be the admin of Today with a Techie? And I'm like, sure, why not? So that's kind of how I got roped into it. Maybe nobody else wanted to do it. I was listening to one of your community news episodes like this morning, and it rang so true of asking for shows. Like I used to beg people on IRC back in the day, hey, submit a show. Hey, you got anything? That type of deal. So I definitely feel for you there.
It's I was checking up some of our correspondence over the years, and I remember one email where you were catching up saying hi, and I was going, yeah, things are doing well, we've done automation, we've done this, we still haven't solved the people submitting shows thing. But yes.
Yeah, and I'm really, sorry to cut you off there, but I'm proud of you guys for continuing all of the things that we did back, you know, 12 years ago. So like, I can't thank you and Klaatu and some of the others that have been around for a while. Like, some of the names just kind of make me smile, because I realize just how long it's been. And, you know, we have the same theme that we had on day one, which is just, I would assume you have changed it and rebranded by now, but you didn't.
Well, there's been a few attempts to do that, and there are some additional, some people have submitted additional themes. So, mm-hmm. So that's an option. One of the things I was thinking about, whenever we get round to, I keep saying, you know, people are sick and tired of hearing about this new version of the website that we're going to be doing. And just as soon as I get people to, you know, solve begging for the shows thing, which takes up so much of my time, then you can focus on that spare time on doing the website, which is why the website hasn't changed in 15 years. But however, one of the things I wanted to do was have a drop down list. When you submit your show, then you can pick the theme, or you just get a random theme in.
That would be cool.
A few nice ones. And a lot sorry, go on.
Go ahead. I was going to say, I think it's just kind of nostalgic for me, like it being the same theme. I don't know. I'm just an old school guy that just really liked that old theme, but I'm biased.
Who did that theme? Was it?
Oh, I think one of Droops's friends. I don't remember the guy's name. Now you're going to make me go back in my archive.
No, I have it on the list. I have it somewhere.
Oh, you do?
I just need to. Yeah, it's... we need to credit everything, so I have the, name somewhere. Name escapes me at the moment. But I must say, I still prefer the twat team.
Which one? There was two.
Now I'm able to get my cable. Now that I got my cable, I'm able to... That one.
If we're talking about theme songs, I always loved that Bin Rev intro. So for those of you who haven't heard it, go listen to like the first 10 minutes, if you listen to anything, of a Bin Rev radio show. That was my favorite theme.
Very good. And, you know, there are people who still go back every year and religiously listen to Radio Freak America.
Yeah, I can believe it. Dole was a charismatic guy. So even if you're listening to it for pure entertainment value, I would recommend it, you know, and it gives some good basics, and kind of where we've been. You know, I'm feeling like I'm more of a historian these days than anything, and I feel we've lost a lot of that, you know, 2005 to 2015 time period, and a lot of the old forums kind of went away.
Yeah. I think a lot of them suffered from, and HBR as well, suffered a lot from spam and attacks, and it was just relentless, the amount of updates that you needed to be doing. So can you tell me, just for the listeners here, what was it like to submit a show back in the day? How did it start, the whole, especially with, you know, when you took over from Droops there?
Very manual. So a lot of them I would splice, like they would basically give me a show content and I would put in the intro outro themes. I would actually manually go post the show. I would do all the show notes. It was a very manual process on my part from at least the Today with the Techie perspective. We got a little bit better in HBR, but nothing like you guys are doing today, like with the automation you have.
Yeah, the automation is mostly Dave, to be honest. and actually about the uh, uh there about the um, monitoring the shows and stuff, I have met a few people paranoid, and now they're just constantly, there's Raspberry Pis with traffic light signals whenever we're low of shows, people's traffic lights go off, so I don't need to worry about it anymore.
That's nice. Yeah, you definitely have come a very long way since my day.
So any tips or tricks for us here on getting people to submit more shows?
Well, if I would have had that, we would have had a show every day, wouldn't we, back in the day?
Yeah, sure.
But I guess from my perspective, go talk to some folks, maybe some folks that haven't submitted, that are super active in, forums, IRC, whatever. And just, talk to folks that have a particular interest. I think it's a lot easier to do a show if you're really passionate about the project.
Yeah, exactly. And when you're talking to me about that, you're actually talking to the HPR community. This is something that the HPR community listening there should, if there's somebody you're talking to and they're passionate about something, have them do a show. Just throw away, press the record button on your phone, and if nothing else, it's your show. All the better if you can get them to record the show.
Yeah, if you have one listener or 50,000, it really doesn't matter if you're passionate about the project.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, going back to the Radio Freak America stuff, I going back, listen to that, the technology may have changed. It may be less of a phone freaking circuit, but mm-hmm. the ideologies that they were talking about there are as true today as they were back in the day, which I don't know if that's a good thing or just slightly disappointing after all these years.
Well, I think you can hear the passion come through their podcast. And I think that was, why I went away for a while, is because I lost something, and I felt like I wasn't contributing enough. So went away a little while. I'm coming back now in some form or fashion. I haven't decided what yet, but and I think, going back to those Radio Freak America days, those guys really like embodied the spirit of what we do.
Mm-hmm. Were you a member of Infonomicon or BinRev?
I was a member of both. I was a DDP member for the latter half of when we disbanded. The DDP was essentially Stank Dog's group of folks that we would do projects together. So it was, me, Droops, Nick84, Stank Dog. I'm probably forgetting somebody along the way, but we kind of all did projects together. And I think I haven't seen a whole lot, and I've been back a couple of months now, I haven't seen a whole lot of that community type projects in current day. You can say that there is, but I just haven't seen that. Like a group of folks that are doing.
Where did you hang out on IRC? Which IRC was that?
That was actually the BinRev IRC mostly, and then I hung out in on Freenode, the Infonomicon channel, and I was on a couple other IRCs. Now I'm hanging out in Augcast Planet on Freenode. If anyone wants to come and talk about old school things, I'm there.
Excellent. Record shows, that's what I say.
Yeah, record shows. Hashtag record shows, right?
Yeah, it's weird because I was going back looking at this stuff, and I actually heard about the rebranding of Today with a Techie to HBR on the Lotta Linux Links podcast from Dave Yates podcast.
Yeah.
Another HBR. But I think the focus of HBR at the time, and correct me if I'm wrong here, was more more podcasters who had their shows that they would contribute to show rather than the listeners. Am I right in that, or is that what the pivot was in HBR?
A little bit, yeah. We had listeners as well. I know you were today with the Techie, or yeah. Did you come along as HBR?
No, today with the Techie. Days.
Okay, so you're really old school. Well, not dating us at all, but okay, I couldn't remember when you came along. I know Klaatu was about in the same vein. I think he did some Today with the Techie deals, but like Dave and Dave Yates and some of the others came along a little later, and they were releasing kind of their podcast on both. So it gave them a bigger exposure and it gave us some content. So we did that for a while, and then, you know, others came along. I know Operator has been forever giving us shows, and some of the others. But yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. Yeah, I know. I saw one of his bad audio ones. It was recently. It was him. Yeah, it was really brutal. I made it through it.
Has been some, speaking of bad audio, I think I remember somebody submitted a show recorded on a headphone where they converted the headphone into a microphone because they didn't have a microphone back in the twat days.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember that show. Now, granted, I was a podcast freak back then, so I listened to every Twat Tech episode, every Bin Rev episode, every Radio Freak America episode. So you're talking like 400-600 shows there. And I think I've listened to every HPR up to like 500. So I've got like 2,500 episodes to go. But, you know.
And Dave would be remiss of me, Dave Morris, if you can. If you're listening to the other shows, then submit tags for them as well. Sorry, carry on.
Yeah. No, it's fine. But yeah, I think everything should be available still, like on archive.org.
No, we have all the Twat shows over here. And I was actually going to ask you, do you have, seeing as you did the show notes, if you have better show notes, because I lost the source material for the Today with a Techie stuff. So it'd be good to have the expanded show notes.
Yeah, I may be able to hook you up with that. Let me look into that, and I'll definitely
I can fire off an email about that later.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So this is all very just joined to the, I should be more professional in my interview technique, but I consider you to be I've listened to your shows down through the years, and going back, reading the stuff that I sent to you, I sent you the emails that I dread getting myself, the old, I promised to do, I have this idea for a show. What do you think of it as a show idea? Well, obviously, it's a brilliant show idea, or, you know, I need shows, send me the shows. So
I think I remember a couple of those emails, and I'm like, just send me the show, man. Just send me already. The show.
But you were very polite.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm glad I was polite. I'm maybe I'm a little older and grumpier now that I'd be less polite. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe.
Well, for an April Fool's show 2 years ago, I sent in. I promised you back in 2003, I think. Was that right? 2000 and something. Satellite dish. Hold on, let me dig it out. But anyway, you go talk about something. Submitting shows. How was it in back in the day? FTP servers, and did you have problems with FTP servers?
Not a whole lot. We were pretty consistent on that, but it was FTP. And then I would basically just move it, you know, from the incoming directory into the actual show directory, link the show, and then off to the races. So it was a pretty easy process, but, you know, you're looking at probably 15 minutes a night that I'm sitting there either doing show notes, uploading a show, so on and so forth, you know, times 300 times, I think I did, I don't know, a couple hundred out of HBR. So yeah, definitely a little bit of a time sink when you're talking about that.
Yeah, that was one of the things. I wrote some scripts to automate that. And the thing that really got me was the quality of the MP3 audios back in the twat days. Those shows are, you know, some of the stuff people were sending in was random. But then again, they were submitting the shows on dial-up. So,
yes.
You know...
Yes. And yeah, I would get MP3s, I would get Ogg Vorbis, I would get... I think I got WAV files at some point. It was ridiculous. So converting some of that stuff, putting the intro outro music on it and posting those was definitely a time, and cleaning up some of the things, doing some audio editing. I used Audacity. That's how I learned Audacity was doing that. So so it was definitely an interesting time.
And the sample rate of some of the shows I've seen were like incredibly low, one mono track, just, or a stereo track with a left only track in it, or even some of them I've seen where the audio was biased. There was a DC bias in it that was up, biased more to the left. Oh, it's just weird stuff.
Yeah, so I didn't care at that point. We were getting shows, and that was the kind of the point. So, like, I was not an audiophile in the sense of you must have Aug Vorbis, you know, a certain sample rate, blah, blah, blah. Like, that just never crossed my mind.
And, of course, back in the day, as I said before, back in the day, people were sending in shows and dial-up, so you could not expect somebody to send in a FLAC file. You know, that cost real hard, cold cash at the time.
Absolutely. And a lot of times, you know, I would get like USB drives of shows with some of my friends that were here in the Florida Tampa area. So like I would get those and upload those. So it's definitely was an interesting experience. Looking back on it, I don't know how we got to 300 shows, but and some of the longer shows too, like hours and stuff, you know, it took forever. But
interesting nonetheless. Speaking of that, do you know all these guys in person or did you meet them online?
Some in person, some online. We used to go to the two major conferences in the U.S. We used to go to DEF CON and HOPE. I've been to New York a couple of times for HOPE, and then DEF CON was my favorite because it's in Vegas. And, you know, Stank Dog and I went to a couple of those. I think I met Duel once, mostly dealt with him online. Droops, I don't think I ever met Droops in person. I could be wrong, but I think it was mostly just online, on the phone, that type of deal.
I just dug up that email there. And it was 13th of December, 2005, and I ended up posting the show on 2016, so... There you go.
Well, you're about 5 years, 6 years late, or 10 years late.
10 years late. What was it? 10 years. 10 years, 11 months.
Yeah, 11 years. 10 years, we'll
3 months,
years.
19 days. Well, that is the one thing that I've having to deal with procrastination with people and perfection. Oh, those are the worst. Mm-hmm. Just send in the show. Your next show can be better. Iterate on the shows. Send show number one in.
Yeah, and you're never going to be perfect, and I, you know, nobody expects perfection. We're not paid to do this. This is our, you know, our outlet for what we have passion for.
Yeah, exactly. Anything is so long as it's audible. And Infernus Operator did push that to the limit the other day, but it was audible. That was the judgment. And there are plenty of shows on here, just to the listeners, there are plenty of shows on here that will show you how to get into podcasting. But our advice always is just press the record, send in the show, and then you have your worst show over and everything gets better after that.
Yeah, and I think we're just using this episode to be an ad for send in your shows.
Exactly.
now we can both say it, and you know, maybe it'll mean something. I don't know. Maybe they'll just not listen, but whatever.
Did you have any shows that you were thinking, any ones that stand out? I'm reluctant to do that myself because I actually enjoy all the shows. There's something in every show that I've enjoyed, but has there been any that stuck out to you? Or
I think we did something really weird one year. We did a New Year's Eve. It was either New Year's or Christmas Eve. We did a call-in show, and we had community members like call in and just kind of talk about whatever. It was very interesting. It was memorable. We were on the phone for like 2 hours.
Yeah,
that one stands out. I don't know if you were a part of that. I don't even remember what year it was. To be quite honest,
I'd be in a different time zone anyway to you. So yeah,
you would be. Yeah, you would be. It would be like literally the middle of the night. I think it was New Year's Eve, and we were like, the idea was we were stay on until midnight to ring in the new year, something like that. That was a premise. I'm sorry.
No, go on ahead. It's that people think we're interrupting each other. It's because there's a time lag because we're on different parts of the world.
Yeah. couple other ones. I think the first HPR was definitely a memorable one. Me and Stank Dog did an intro to HPR, and I think that we were the only two on that phone. Originally, the idea was it was going to be me, Stank, and Duel. I don't think Duel could make it that day, and it was just me and Stank. So that the last Twat Tech was memorable for me. Just kind of the changing of the guard, you know, when we were rebranding. I did a security camera. This isn't an HBR episode, but I did a security camera episode with Stank Dog on BinRev Radio. That was memorable for me. I think that was my first like hour episode of doing the podcast. And it probably is really horrible looking back at it, you know, 10 years, 12 years later. But I think that one was, that was a good hour and a half talking to my friend.
Yeah, it's always nice. Some of the nicer shows is listening into, especially with COVID now, there's been a few where people have had conversations and just sent them in the shows. It's really nice to just listen to your friends, and I'm using their quotes, just shooting the breeze for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the point of this, is to have fun with it. You know, don't make it a job. Don't make it a, you know, something you have to do, because then you get burned out. You lose your passion and you kind of want to go away. I think that's the biggest thing.
I must say I've been very, very lucky with the amount of people who have supported here on the network. Ever since taking over, actually, it's amazing. If you ask for help, people give it to you. So that is quite good. There's been a lot of people who are willing to help out.
Yeah, and maybe that's the key of staying in it as long as you have. You know, is asking for help and not getting put in a place where you feel like it's a job or feel like it's
Well, there have been days, yes, there have been days.
I'll bet.
And dealing with spammers and stuff at the beginning was just frustrating, that you're busy with something else and then some moron is defacing the website or something. So yeah, that's,
well, and then you have a day job and you have a family too. So
yeah, exactly.
It's kind of, the balance is tough.
Exactly.
So what else has been going on the last 12 years or 10 years?
Well, we've had the ups and downs. Just as you were mentioning the New Year show, you know, we've had for the last few New Years, we've had 26-hour New Year shows.
Oh, you have. Interesting.
Yeah. I think it started with Pokey from, they have their own show now, from Dev Random. You, Dev Random. I'd love to do one of those history of podcasts, and maybe you guys could help out with it. You know, the show was inspired, you know, HBR is a direct derivative of Today with a Techie, which was inspired by BinRev, which was inspired by Radio Freak America, you know, going the whole way back. And then now you had the Linux Link Tech Show, you had Linux Reality, a lot of Linux Links, all those shows, like a graph or something of all the shows, when they started, when they finished.
Yeah, and absolutely. And I think that putting that, you know, somewhere is important for folks that are coming new to this to kind of understand the history, because I think we've lost a little bit of that, because I don't really know, like, when show started, when show stopped, like what's a derivative of what.
Yeah, exactly. And what's funny now is podcasting has never been so popular as it is at the minute.
Yeah, I know. And we were kind of ahead of our curve or ahead of our time back then, because there was so much good content, you know, circa 2008 to 2010, when I left, there was just so much, like you listed like five or six, and I could probably come up with five or six more off the top of my head. And it was ridiculous the amount of content we were pushing out.
Yeah, exactly. And the danger now, I think, is that, people assume that you need to get into podcasting and to listen to podcasts, you need to be part of SoundCloud or Spotify or they don't even publish their RSS feeds for a lot of the news, you know, the mainstream news shows that have podcasts.
Yeah, and you really don't. And we kind of proved it 12 years ago, or even further back than that, that it's kind of publish your RSS, you'll get a following, you promote a little bit, and you've got a big community. How many people, like, just curious, like, what's our download rate on HBR episode to episode? Like, what's the average?
To be honest, I'll tell you the 1 second.
Didn't mean to put you on the spot there.
Well, I have a well-known philosophy with regards to HBR, and it stood me well, is that I don't care about the number of downloads. I do care about the number of hosts. I couldn't care less, or could care less. Hello?
Yeah,
I couldn't care less. I do realize that we have listeners, but people are busy, people are not busy, people listen to some of the shows, people don't. I'm not actually that concerned about the listeners, because a listener isn't of interest to me. What's of interest to me is a host. So I will say that the hosting, the number of hosts, determines how healthy HBR is from week to week, or month to month, in the case of whether we when we introduce new hosts.
Yeah, I think that's sorry about the lag there, but yeah, I think that's totally fair. I was just curious as to what, because I know it's gotten bigger over the years, and it ebbs and flows. I was just curious.
I'm going to the Internet Archive, and they have a list of the number of downloads, and let's see.
I should be filling dead air here, but I have nothing to say.
You shouldn't do that to a fact. You should be saying nothing, and then truncate silence will take it out.
Well, that works too.
There was something somewhere that would tell me the number of people who listened.
Well, it doesn't really matter, like you said.
Well, it does now that you brought it up.
Because your listeners need to know, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I need to know.
Oh, man.
Let's see. Today's show is 3,200 as we're recording this. 3,200. You remember when you would like have a celebration when you pass 100 mark?
I would. I would really have a celebration if we hit like 100 or 200 downloads. You're talking 3,200 downloads for what number?
No,
did you
I
say?
Mean we've done 3,200 episodes.
Oh yes, yes. Yes, we've done 3,200 episodes, and that's a crazy number. Like, just, it's an astronomical number in my head. Like, I was just surprised that that's 254 episodes a year across the 12 or 13 years we've been doing this.
Yeah, I think, I can't find it now here, but the last time I looked, there was about 5,000 people. Any particular show gets downloaded about 5,000 times. And then based on the website, you will have about, which is always a bit odd. You get the half the downloads on any particular given day is a recent show. So in the last week.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other half are shows from God knows when back.
Yeah, you're going to get those ones that are the Google hits, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then I've said it before, like, there's lots of times that you get emails, like Dave Morris, one of the guys who helps out, was saying that he just recently got a comment on, somebody emailed him a comment on a show, on his very first show, which must have been 5 or 6 years ago. So there was a very, very long tail. Yeah.
Yeah, that's and when you're a Google search, like if you're looking for a particular topic, you could get a Google hit that way too. So it's definitely an interesting concept of having something from 10 years ago pop up in your Google search. But it happens.
Yeah, for some of the stuff like VI and Vim and Awk, they're as relevant today as they were back then. So yeah.
Yep, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. And
carry on.
No, I was going to say, and some of the newer topics, you're going to get a lot more traffic to. So that makes sense, like 5,000 hits. But I was happy with a couple hundred hits back in the day. So, you know, if you're telling me multiple thousand people are listening to the show every day, or at least inconsistently, that's a crazy number.
Yeah, that's that was about it. And that the way we at HPR and Internet Archive do it is actual hits, which is the number of unique hits per IP address to the website. So
I gotcha.
As opposed to what SoundCloud or whoever do it, they consider every time a file has been touched as being a play. So yeah. And why do they do that? Because then more advertising, guys.
And we don't really care about advertising from an HPR perspective.
Not so much. The whole why didn't you do advertising would be a good question.
Because we always wanted it to be more about the content and less about the advertising dollar. I know when we discussed doing HPR, we wanted it fairly ad-free. Like there would be occasional like plug on hosting and things like that. And I know you guys have kept the similar, but we didn't want a person to get spammed with six different ads back in, you know, just coming to the site. So we did the same for the forums for a long time, for the BinRev forums and other projects. So we had some that were ad revenue generating. What was the thing that we used to do? I think Hack Radio Live had ads. So there were sites that had ads, sites that didn't have ads. So some of our blogs had ads and things like that.
Were you linked to Hacker Media at all?
Hacker Media was Droop's thing. He ran that, and you know, we supported it from an HBR perspective. We did that and Hack Radio Live, which was our streaming service. So yeah. We actually had where we were streaming shows 24/7.
Excellent. There's been talk of broadcasting some of the HBR shows on a actual radio station.
That would be really cool. And that kind of gets us. And one tangent I have is the reason HPR is Hack Republic Radio was we were trying to do a spoof off of NPR. And that was kind of the synthesis of that. And it would be really cool if it ended up on an actual radio station.
Yeah, yeah. Cyclop was mentioned that he was doing this, but I don't know how far projects go or with this COVID-19, what's happening now. Okay.
Absolutely. But so what else from an HBR admin perspective, because you are the HBR admin now, so I've passed the torch. What else do you need help with from your perspective, like show notes or like show? I saw something with the tags. You're asking folks to go out and tag shows and do like a show note type thing.
Yeah, so that sort of thing. First, like to be 100% clear, the way I felt that I felt I was never really part of BinRev or Infonomicon, and I was just a host, and I've tried to very much to keep it that way as well. Yes, I've got the keys, SSH keys to the kingdom, but I prefer to consider my role as that of a janitor. Rather than anything else, and it's actually helped being able to push a lot of the in the early days. A lot of the grief that I got was about scheduling and stuff.
Right.
Why you put a show here, and I tried to come up with rules, and I tried to come. And once we put up the website, and you pick the slot yourself. So you've picked the slot. So here are some guidelines, and if you choose to ignore them, you can. We'll be annoyed, but you can ignore them. And they're right there on the upload page. It couldn't be simpler. And that really has removed a lot of the grief. Some of the things is the constant fighting for shows, which we've discussed. And if we could get people to submit shows, that would be awesome. And fact of the matter is, some days I have time to work in HBR and some days I don't, because I've got a life and all sorts. So but going back and tagging the shows, that would really help. if somebody is listening to the shows, Dave, on the main page, there's a please help out tagging older shows. You click on that, then you'll get a list of the shows that are missing some tags. And I personally, from you, would like to know, I would like to get the Today with a Techie shows, more metadata on them. So if you go to hackerpublicradio.org/today with a techie, then, well, actually, TWAT, hold on.
Yep.
Yeah, twat.html, that's all I've got, so.
Okay, and I'll
it's pretty
shoot me an email. Yeah, shoot me an email, and I'll see what I can dig up from the Wayback Machine, and we'll definitely come up with something.
Cool. And people can also download the shows, download the Today with the Techie shows. So right now, we've been doing quite a bit of work on, we were hit with a DDoS attack, believe it or not, some years back now. Hmm. And that's put into my mind how exposed we were. And in the whole centralized, decentralized thing, you know, the wave that goes, everything's decentralized and now everything's back into the cloud, which is like central computers, back, like mainframe terminal type thing. Right. And I was thinking, well, wouldn't it be nice if somebody could just go git clone HPR and then do an rsync to pull down the shows and then have their own mirrors available so that you have your own cloud, actually using own cloud or next cloud, that people will be able to serve out HPR if for any reason it was DDoSed, you know, that people could just post a link and the show would be available there via GitHub. So that's, or via GitHub or GitLab. So that's kind of what we're working on now, is taking the database and seeing if we can push that into a SQLite database. And when we're finished making modifications, that the SQLite database gets exported to an SQL statement, which is a text file, which we can check into Git. And then we can run automated tools on that. And then say, for example, if you wanted to post tomorrow's show, you would check out Git and you would have a script that would run that would build the SQLite database, run all the queries, publish out a static HTML website, and push that up to the HPR website. That's kind of the idea now.
That would be really cool.
It would be cool, tech-wise, yeah. But so if somebody wants to kind of do a proof of concept on a template, simple templating system. But the issue I get is I'm actually flooded with people who are willing to help. But the issue is that we have, it's basically just a website is what HPR is. It's not a complex content distribution system. It's just a website and a XML file. It's not rocket science. What's rocket science is getting the shows in. That's the.
So are we going to have a counter of how many times we've said post shows? I feel like we should have a counter.
But I feel like there's one person on this planet like who understands what I'm all about, and it's you.
It is, and I totally feel for you, and yeah.
Well, to be honest, now Dave and Mr. X, who both have Raspberry Pis monitoring the thing, will be screaming down their microphones now, going, "No, we're also worried about it. We're worried about it, so you don't have to." That's cool.
So we can definitely add them to the crew, part of the ship, part of the crew, right?
Oh, they are. Yeah, they're absolutely on the crew. One thing that I have mentioned before is, I don't know, did you have a list of like old regulars that you would hit up that, you know, when you made a call for show, you just knew these people were going to submit some shows?
Yeah, I pretty much knew who was going to submit shows. I had, you know, four or five guys, yourself included, that would come to me in a pinch and say, hey. And then I got creative with the Today with the Techie stuff. Like I would put up random stuff from Creative Commons. Like I think a couple of them were like music type shows. That were audio based. So we got creative toward the end there, and kind of to fill out the schedule.
Yeah. And that's, we still do have that, here with the, for your consideration. So, we ran into a bit of an issue that when we didn't have enough shows, we started playing syndicated content, and the issue ran into was that if people didn't submit shows, it stopped being HBR. After a while, it became Hacker Media. So we were just syndicating other people's content, and that's not what HBR is about. So what we have now is the recommendation: if you come across a piece of content, a new podcast, for example, then you record an intro. You say, "Hey, this is a new podcast that I've heard about. It's really good. You might be interested. And here's the show." Blah. Provided, of course, it's under a Creative Commons license, and that's proved very, very useful. And a lot of other podcasts have got noticed because they've been played here in HBR.
And it's all good. It's all for the same goal. So, yeah.
You know what carry on.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
We could do with some promos. You know, it's all very well me saying, hey, we don't want listeners, but if we don't have listeners, we don't have hosts. So we do need both. So if people want to do some promos and submit them to other podcasts, that would be excellent. That was the thing we did back in the day, playing other people's promos.
Yeah, that would be a interesting spin on it. I think we did a little bit of that too, but back, you know, when I was running Today with a Techie, so we would promote each other's show, you know, from BenRev to Infonomicon Radio, and I think Today with a Techie. So I think the three were very intertwined.
Yeah, it's something that we could definitely do here as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, people want to do some promos for HBR, that would be excellent. Submit them to admin@HBR. Do you have Jewel Parallel's contact information? Because an interview with him would be quite nice.
I can probably get it.
If you could fire him off an email, see if he'd be interested.
Yeah, I can definitely do that. I don't know if some of those guys have kind of unplugged permanently. Not sure if he is one of those. So I can definitely hook you up if he's interested.
There have been a few people who have, when I contacted the mailing, you know, people who have submitted shows, did not want to be contacted again. So I don't know what the backstory is there, but, you know, it is.
I think, well, it could have been multiple things. I mean, you know, the flame wars on the internet. So it could be that, or it could be a scenario of, you know, they've moved on. You know, me personally, so not to promote myself, but, you know, I was going through, you know, working way too much, some issues with my family from a health perspective, had some deaths in the family, and needed to get away for a while. And then kind of lost my passion for doing this as a hobby rather than just work. So it could be that, it could be something else. So I respect folks to step away from doing this as much as I do. I want them to come back. So definitely we'll reach out and see what we can do there.
And I'm sure there are people who I have pissed off, actually, during the course of these years. And you make mistakes, and I can only apologize to people if I drove them away from HBR. That was definitely not the intention.
Yeah, and so, my apologies with dropping it into your lap. So I know I left very abruptly and kind of just handed off the reins. So, you know, I apologize for the folks that, you know, were talking to me every day, and then I kind of just disappeared.
Yeah, but I thought it went okay because we discussed it on the mailing list and said, yeah, do you want... it was actually Lost in Bronx's show, about Old Soldiers, episode 560, I looked it up, where he was on about podfading at the time, and, you know, how to gracefully shut down your podcast and making reference to how Linux Reality did it, I believe, rather than just stopping and nobody knows what's happened to you, and, you know, you've built up this bond with people.
Yeah.
That you're listening to every day, and then suddenly they're not there anymore. So it's always a good way to round it up. So when I replied to the mailing list at the time saying, okay, guys, are we going to wrap up HBR or are we going to continue it on? Then I think you met the valid point. Well, do you want to run it? And then, okay. then I kind of set myself up for that one, I guess.
You did. But that's okay. And you've done really well in my stead. So I can't thank you enough for continuing this on and building something bigger than I thought it could ever get.
Yeah, but I think it's the community has really helped. The fact that people care about this, even last year when we were at FOSDEM, we were really lucky to have a table there. And you just explain, as people were going past, you just explain to them, oh, I've never heard of HBR. I'm listening to podcasts. Tell me about HBR. Well, it's just like FOSDEM. People arrive, they give a talk, and then they go, oh, wow, man, this is brilliant. I can't believe I heard about this and stuff. So, yeah, it's so much the same idea as free and open source software that, a lot of people get it. It is a brilliant idea. And to be honest, I think we are doing okay having more people from the community involved. I would always like to see more people coming along. That's great.
Yeah, and absolutely. And I think the biggest thing is the community is why this is still going 13 years later. There'd be very little. I can't think of a podcast, you could quote me if I'm wrong, that's gone as long as HBR. And if you mirror up TWATech and HBR side by side, we went for almost 15 years. So I can't think of another podcast, maybe off the hook, off the wall type, more commercial podcast, but nobody that's done it as long.
Linux Links Tech Show are slightly older than this.
Slightly older than this? Okay. Well,
yes.
See,
yeah.
You quote me for more.
15 years, 1 month, and 22 days.
All right. Well,
and we still
I don't know how they do it.
Wikipedia page.
And they still don't have a Wikipedia page. And that's one thing. I think our history is important. So I've got a couple of ideas that I want to run by you off air that maybe we can definitely capture that history and capture that community again.
It would be nice, yeah. And I feel that we are a little bit under attack because of the plethora of new podcasts that are available out there. It's great, there's new content, and the amount of YouTube stuff that's on there, it's cutting into the listening market. And also the fact that COVID has come on. People have less commute and therefore less listening time to podcasts.
And I think maybe doing a combination of that, so expanding the HBR brand to something else might be an interesting concept. So,
You're going to sell me into a pyramid scheme now.
Well,
buying shares.
I'm hoping I stick around this time, so I can actually see my vision through. But mm-hmm. Yeah, hey, but I know we've talked for a little bit, around an hour. Any other questions you've got for me? Or
no, I'm very unprepared for this because it's a bit like talking to somebody who, you are somebody who is in my ears quite a lot, and I've spoken to you quite a lot, but actually I don't know where you live, I don't know. So it's this sort of freaky thing that you know people, but you don't know them. Klaatu, for instance, I have actually spoken to in online, but other than the photos I've seen of him, we could walk past each other in the corridor and I would never know who he is. It's just the nature of the beast, I guess.
Yeah, and it's weird because I don't know if, you know, with my internet handle, there is an actual picture of me. There might be something from DEF CON or HOPE or whatever back in the day, but I haven't seen one. I used to wear a jersey with Enigma on the back to all the hacker cons, and that's how people recognize me. And that's how I did that. And but yeah, it's very interesting. You could literally walk by somebody and not know who they are. You know, for those who don't know, I'm in the Tampa, Florida area. Been here for 20 years or so. I'm in the data analytics space as a profession. Been here for 13 years. And kind of been doing my thing for the last 10, but I'm hoping to get a little bit more active in the community, and I'm definitely going to submit my HPR episode. How about that? There's a promo for you.
Hashtag on your show.
Hashtag.
Very good. And I'm also kind of reluctant to ask you questions like, are you married? Do you have a family? And that sort of thing, because it's particularly with the old HPR crew and TWAT crew, there was an element of, yeah, you don't DDoS somebody or you don't dox somebody.
Yeah, and a lot of that has gone away and over the years. I know a lot more people that have been open with it. So I'm not going to announce my first and last name and my social security number on HPR. I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. However, I'm getting married next year.
Congrats.
Thank you. We're going to actually get married on Halloween of next year. So we were intending on doing it this year, but COVID happened and we kind of pushed down the pipe a little bit. But so it'll be actually my second marriage. I only stayed with my first wife for like a year. It was bad. It was a bad idea. Long story short. She was a member of the community. I won't blast her handle or whatever. I don't think she's around or even listen to this anymore. So we have a 15-year-old girl in high school. She's a sophomore. So she'll be driving.
Don't know what
soon,
that means.
So. Oh, second year of high school.
Okay. Cool.
So she's definitely a little terror. But you know, we love her and stuff. So,
yes,
so that's kind of me kind of personally. I have other hobbies outside of this. I have a lot of aquariums at the house.
Do you know? I haven't heard any shows about aquariums.
I knew you were going to say that.
Duh.
Duh. Well,
here 15
it's what I would have said.
Yeah.
I could do an aquarium HPR episode in the future. That's a good idea. Or even take it like that, because I have like them set up with the timers for the lights, and maybe I'll do something a little more techy with a Raspberry Pi. So that's that might be fun.
My brother-in-law has a two aquariums and's got a plastic pipe in between the two, which I thought be really cool. The fish can swim up the plastic pipe down into the other aquarium. That's really cool.
That is really cool. Yeah. Haven't done that yet, but I have several, and that's probably what I'm going to be doing this weekend is reworking my office, because I got a couple of low-grade servers that I want to put in there get my office looking more techie back. I've only actually been like officially back, I think, for a couple of months. So I've got some hardware to put in.
When you say officially back, what does that mean? That you're back in the mindset to be a hacker again?
Yeah, I would say we used to use the term unplugged, where you kind of just distance yourself from everything hacking related. I feel like I've plugged back in a bit. I'm not going to be nearly as active as what I was. That's just not realistic. And that's part of why I burned out is, you know, doing a day job plus, you know, spending HPR time plus spending, we were doing BinRev radio, we were doing Hack TV. We had lots of things going on, and trying to have a social life as well. It just doesn't work. So the balance, I think, is key. But I'm definitely going to be back somewhat, and I've got a couple of ideas I'm working through.
Cool. There's a lot of things in there that I would be interested in hearing Schultz about.
Of course you would.
But John Culp has done so many shows now where he just puts a recorder on a Saturday and then tells you what he's doing in his garage or shop, as you might call it. And amazingly interesting what comes out of it, because to the person recording, this is an everyday thing, and then to the rest of us, so what is he doing? What is that thing that he briefly mentions in passing, and then, you know, a 15 episode series follows, is at least my dream from that.
Yeah, I think that would be cool, and maybe turning on the recorder might be a thing that I do.
Cool.
Maybe I'll do something like aquarium related, and I just turn on the recorder and see what happens. I don't know. We'll see.
I will say to you though, and I say this as well to a lot of the hosts, especially when you get the email, oh, I've got this brilliant idea for a series, and I'm going to send in shows. And it's at that point that I say, well, you owe me a show, because that's a thing. But I actually don't like getting those ones, because I feel like I have to temper the guy saying, you do realize if you do anything more than one show a month, even doing one show a month takes a lot of time and effort if you're...
Yes.
And to do... There are very few podcasts that can get away with doing one show a week. Even one show every 2 weeks, you really want to be dedicated, living and breathing the project that you're into. So burnout is definitely a thing, which is why we were doing one show a year.
We were doing one show a week for so imagine this, Bin Rev Radio was one show a week. We were doing that, and then we would do HPR or Twat Tech, whichever you prefer. Plus we were producing other content with Hack TV and some of the forum stuff. It got significantly a lot of work.
Exactly.
And then you get discouraged because you get the flamers, like you were saying earlier, where people just don't like what your content. So don't listen. So don't participate. Like, you don't need to flame me for something that I'm passionate about. So I guess my advice to folks listening in is, if you don't like the content, move along. It's not something
what the delete button's for.
Exactly.
So, tune in tomorrow. There'll be something else on. Nobody has to like every show.
Yeah, and nobody will.
Except me. Well, no, I do. I genuinely make an effort to find something in every show that is memorable. And even when you were talking there about the show that you did with the camera back on BinRev, I was thinking, do I remember that show? Because I listened to all the BinRevs religiously.
Yeah, it was a video thing before video was a thing. It was Hack TV. I don't know if it still exists out in the wild, but it was a legit video of us doing stupid stuff.
All right. Cool. I'll dig that up for your wedding.
You might. Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna look at it. Look for it now. I probably have it on a hard drive somewhere.
Cool.
And if I have it, I will share it with the world.
Well, I'll say to you, take it easy. I'm requesting you to do shows, but only do it if you're comfortable with it. Don't edit them. Just send them on in.
Well,
top and tail, trinket silence.
I appreciate that, and I will take you up on that for me personally. So,
have I missed anything? And it doesn't actually matter, because we can always schedule another interview. There's more of a chat than an interview, to be honest.
Yeah, I think we've talked it through. If anybody has questions specifically, you know, leave them in the comments section, and I'll definitely read when it goes live. I'll definitely read every comment. And if you want to talk to me personally, if you remember me, Ogcast Planet over on Freenode, I'm there. If you want to chat and remember I won't say the good old days, but you know what I mean.
Yep, I know what you mean. And with that, folks, tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker
public
radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.